Hey.
Seems like Hopkins had a really nice practice. Obviously, he'll be huge for you guys this year, but maybe early on taking that next step.
He's one of the guys out there that I think is much improved from April 7th when we started to where we are now. And just has to keep it going. You know, he's a very hard worker. It's very important to him, and he's a guy that really gets, in our opinion, better and better every day. So just got to keep it going. Yeah, we did a lot today. We were in the red area. We had a lot of third down situations, and then obviously 2 minute at the end. So, you know, now is the time of camp where you're going to really work on those types of things every single day. We had a no huddle period to try to force communication versus a high tempo offense, things like that. So, we'll continue to do those things every day.
Bill Crowney went out toward the end. Did you have any update on his status?
No, I think, again, we're just trying to manage him. And, he's coming off of, surgery, and we're just trying to manage him. And he's out there, and he wants to go every rep. And, I'm sure, just like all the guys, after 7 practices, I'm sure he's a little sore. And, we'll just continue to manage him.
Did he specifically tweak something today? Or?
No.
How about JJo? It looked like, was that a planned thing, not having to do all that?
Yeah, it was, same thing. We're just trying to manage those guys through, long training camp, long season.
Sorry to answer it, Bill, but wearing that shirt, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. David Quisenberry is a guy that I got to know when I first came here, really promising young offensive lineman, 23 years old, and then, to have the news that was delivered to him a few months ago is tough, and he's fighting it, and this whole team's behind him. He's a very bright guy. He's a fighter. He's back in San Diego right now. He's watching tape. He called our video guy the other day to make sure that he could fix what was going on with his Surface tablet or whatever to make sure he got film of practice to watch film. He's just a special guy, and he means a lot to this team and to especially those offensive linemen. So we just wanted to represent him today out there at practice.
What does it say about a couple of your veterans, Chris Myers and Dwayne Brown, who put that together?
Yeah, I think, again, Dave, those guys are really good guys. They're good teammates. They're really good veteran players. They care about their teammates. They care about winning. They work extremely hard, and they're very much involved in the community here in Houston. And so I thought it was a very nice thing that they did, a nice gesture to try to raise money and raise awareness for, cancer research, specifically lymphoma research, and it's just a testament again to those guys. Those are two really good veteran players, Dwayne Brown and Chris Myers.
Bill, in the end zone area, you guys have that red line, things like 5 yards in. Is that just to kind of form a base where receivers are establishing themselves? Or
you mean up the side, inside the sideline?
Actually, in the end zone, it's kind of that painted red that it's.
Well, we have a red line up the sideline that's 5 yards inside the sideline. That is something that we talk about all the time in the passing game, that on certain routes that we run, if we're too far outside the red line, then it's very difficult for the quarterback to put the ball in there. It's like trying to drive it into a very small window. And so we try to tell the DBs and the receivers, hey, look, the receivers are trying to win the red line, so that's why that's painted there. The red line in the end zone, I'm not sure. I'll have to.
It's on that left field.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a design or something. Yeah, I'll take a walk back out there and see what that is.
Bill, I apologize. We just walked in.
It's all right.
What does it mean to wear that shirt and what it really stands for your team and for your kid?
Yeah, David Quisenberry is a very special young man to us here. He was a guy that I got to know right away. He was here when I first got here, and the previous staff and Rick Smith had spoken very highly of this guy. He was a guy that was a very promising offensive lineman. He was a guy that can play all 5 spots, tackle, guard, and center, 23 years old. And then he was hit with that news. And, I'll tell you one other thing about him is he knew at some point during minicamp that there was something wrong with him, but he kept going out there to practice. It was amazing, because he did have a big mass inside of him, and he was practicing with that. And that's an amazing, amazing thing, I believe. And so we're all behind him. He's fighting. We stay in touch with text messages. I know Chris Myers spoke to him last night, and it's just something we wanted to do to show support for him and try to raise money for cancer research.
Again, I'm sorry. I know you already answered this. Just the update on Jadeveon.
I think, you know, again, I think we're just we're trying to monitor him. I go with Jeff Kaplan on that. You know, we try to measure how many count how many reps he has in practice and kind of keep him on a pitch count there. You know, he wants to be in every drill, so we'll just continue to do that.
Now, you're installing a lot of new things on both offense and defense. Are you starting to see more of players being able to play and not think, or where are you in that kind of transition of that from the beginning to where you need to be?
I believe we're seeing more comfort with our schemes on both sides of the ball and on special teams. Yeah, I definitely see guys out there playing faster, not doing as much thinking. We got to eliminate the mistakes. You know, all of you are out there at practice today. We can't fumble quarterback center exchanges, and we can't fumble the ball. So we've got to eliminate those type of mistakes. But I think as far as these guys really paying attention to the scheme and what their assignments are, I believe we're becoming more and more comfortable with our systems.
And this is the second day that you've had real reps out there to kind of guide you as to real play versus not having the reps out there. Do you see any kind of effect in that?
I think any time you have officials out at practice, Stephanie, I think it's important because it puts an emphasis on the rules. They came and spoke to us last night, showed us a video of some things that are going to be points of emphasis on that. You know, I think all the rules are points of emphasis because they're the rules, right? But some things that they spoke about in the off season that they're going to be looking for. So, and then they come out on the field and the guys know that they're there and they throw the flag when there is a foul, and then I can show it at night in the night meeting and explain to them what the foul was and try to get our guys to understand better of what the officials are looking for. So I think it's really good to have them there. At times you kind of want them there every practice, but it's hard to do that with their schedules and things. But we'll continue to try to have them. When Atlanta comes in, they'll be here. So we'll continue to do that.
So Adams played in a similar offense at Arkansas.
With Petrino?
Yeah. So you've had a couple practices to kind of gauge them. What have you thought about here so far?
You know, it's tough. You know, I think it's only two practices, I think. But, he's a guy that I can tell has come out there and working hard. But I think that's probably a question more for maybe a week or two from now.
So with the running back situation, obviously Arian out, are you getting to see a lot more certain guys, especially Blue, because Arian's not getting those reps?
I think anytime a player's out at your position, that definitely increases the reps for the other guys at that position. So whether it's Alfred Blue or Andre Brown or Dennis Johnson or Tim Cornett or Tobin Operum or whoever it is, obviously Jonathan Grimes now being back. So those guys are all getting more reps because Arian's out.
Well, you guys always have about 5 weeks still left before week one, but is there a point where you need to get Nick's back? Is he getting closer coming back?
We felt like, that we wanted to make sure that we could have a healthy Lewis Nix and not have to manage him throughout the season. So as an organization, we decided to do that surgery or arthroscopic surgery, before training camp. And so, I believe from what I hear from our medical people that he's working well and that he's getting closer and closer to being able to be back out there at some point.
And that was knee surgery?
With Anthony Dema leaving the squad and everything that happened, Will Yateman, it's getting kind of thin at offensive tackle position. Has Matt Filer, I know yesterday he really didn't stand out to you, with his increased rep, are you seeing any type of promise from him?
I think, I feel good about our young developmental linemen, where they're at. I think they come out every day. They practice hard. I wouldn't say that one guy is improving at a faster rate than another guy, but I see improvement. I think anytime you're working with a young player, it's all about consistency. You're trying to get him to be a more consistent player with his landmarks and the way he pass sets and his knowledge of assignments and things like that. So I think all those guys are trying to do that.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Thanks.